You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Football season is here. That means it's time for wings, beer, countless TVs full of gridiron action. This time you can get multiple wings at B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wings. Multiple wings?
Wing, beer, sports.
Multiple beers.
Multiple beers. Do it all.
Only one sport, football.
216-578-0850. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We'll maybe we'll get in the mailbag as well if time permits, but we want to be answer to you, the fan, Mark and Parma. Welcome to the show.
Hey, great to talk to you guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller to you guys.
Oh, thank you, man.
You did not answer the last guy's question, his first question. You answered the second part, but who is the leader on this team? Who is the one person that this team looks up to?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. And this team doesn't have the Tom Brady. It doesn't have that kind of command. I think Josh McCown is the leader of this team right now, certainly on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of people talk about his leadership defensively.
There's like that one leader on a team that both defense or an offense will look up to as that one person that just has the guts to win. Like Ray Lewis and, you know, Aaron Rodgers. Those guys throw their helmets down when it's not done right. That we need that leader on this team, and I don't see it happen until we have that leader on this team.
All right, so, Matt, that comes from being able to be that style of leader comes from what? Tenure and production?
Yes.
Production. You got to produce.
And I don't know that they have anybody that can do that because it's not in the disposition of Joe Hayden and Joe Thomas, who have been the longest tenured and most productive Browns. That just isn't their nature.
And I kind of think, you know, as I look back on locker rooms that I was a leader of, that there were leaders in, and I would think in the Chargers locker rooms, LaDainian Tomlinson was a silent leader. Defensively, there was a Randall Godfrey who had come from Tennessee and Dallas, and he was the leader on defense. And it was, when they spoke, it was like, and I hate to say this, but I mean like your father speaking to you, or that authoritative figure that you didn't want to let down. You know, and there's been other locker rooms where I just know that when that perceived leader says that, everyone just kind of like rolls their eyes and like, oh, whatever. You know, Takiyo Spikes was that guy in San Francisco for the year and a half that I was there. And as you mentioned, Aaron Rodgers was the guy there in Green Bay because you know the team goes as he goes. And as a defensive player, and for me specifically at that time in my career, as a special teams player, I was not going to be the guy that let the team down, that let the leader down, because I have to go to work with that guy tomorrow and to see him on the field the next day and then fly with him on the plane. And you didn't want to have to avoid anybody because, you know, you're the weak link or you're the guy that lost them a game or that penalty or, you know, graded out extremely low that week to be the culprit for why you lost.
Sure. Sure.
So a lot of it has to do with accountability.
It's got to do with accountability. It's got to do with going ahead and delivering.
And it's more than just words. Words will be said in the locker room. Words will be said on the sideline at practice. But what happens inside those white stripes and how committed you are to that plan exemplifies the leader that you are.
Mike in Youngstown.
Gentlemen, go Bucks.
Go Bucks. OHIO.
Hey, before I ask the question, any feedback on the Black Night or the Night Out or whatever? Me and my wife were there, and I'll tell you what, it was awesome looking.
Yeah, the universe. I thought they looked cool. Sweet. You know, in the stands, there was still a speckling of scarlet and white and gray here and there, but I thought the uniforms were great. I thought it was a great night to do it against Penn State because they do the predominantly at their place the whiteouts, so we did our blackout. And I hope it's not something we see more than once a year.
Yeah, it'll be cool. We got to meet Nick Bosa, which I guess
he's going
to
be a baller right behind his brother.
Oh, yeah. Hey, on the last caller, I think you guys are close to the scene, but it's too hard to say who's a leader and who's not. I got to believe that the players will listen to a Joe Thomas or to a Hayden or a Dansby. But the point I wanted to get to, you know, I'm in the car a lot, and I listen to most of the shows until 5, and it's so much – negative. I mean, you guys call out the bad points, you call out the good points, which it's supposed to be. But if you look at the defense, as bad as we're playing, we're a stop away from, you know, having four or five wins or four wins. And if you look at the total picture, McCown is way better than anybody thought. The offensive line is starting to play. Our receivers aren't big in stature, but they make plays. Our kicking game is fantastic. And although Gilbert's a first-round draft choice, at least he's making some leeway on the way he plays on special teams. And I know that's not why we got him, but we have to be a little bit positive and just enjoy your show. I've told you a million times, and I don't know where my boy Reggie's at. You guys must have made him mad. He ain't called in.
Reg in Youngstown. Maybe you'll see him around town later today. All right, folks, that'll do it for us here today. Want to thank Robert Turbin. We want to thank each and every one of you for your tweets into the mailbag and, of course, for your phone calls at 216-578-0850. Tomorrow's Thursday, we'll hear from the offensive and defensive coordinators of the Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo and Jim O'Neill. We'll start to get into the position matchups so you have an idea of what names to look for. Last week, we highlighted Shaq Barrett, and unfortunately, he did a little bit too much damage against the Cleveland Browns, but we'll let you know who's on this Rams team and what to look for in this game coming up this Sunday down in St. Louis. For Dave DiNatale and the great Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thank you so much for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by the good folks at Liberty Ford.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.